Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Fry Show.
Hey, good 2025 to you. I hope the rest of yours is great. Beyond that, you're on your own. Sorry, but we got you covered for the rest of the day here on 97.1. Brad and Ryan in studio live playing the best of, the funniest, or at least the stuff that made us laugh as we look back over the year. And I tell you, coming up, we got an Annie, Are You Okay? Led by Ethan that is an absolute... I'm just warning you ahead of time, it is a marathon. We considered not playing it because it's so... It just goes. I mean, it goes forever. But it was funny enough that we're like, gosh, you're going to play at least some of that. So that's coming up. I got a story about me driving and following this person randomly that I think was funny. It was true.
Oh, you think it's funny.
It was true. That's coming up in this hour.
This is the right length.
And then this segment right here is me giving my best attempt at some Halloween tips.
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins!
All right. Tomorrow's Halloween, so let's go over some of the most important news prepping you for Halloween.
You know, I know that you take your job really seriously, but to do the cat makeup for this segment and to do it for the people on the YouTube live, I'm really impressed with your ability to wear this kind of makeup.
No, I didn't. No, you're mistaken.
Who did it for you?
I'm not
did
wearing
Ethan
any.
Do it?
No,
Ethan's
no.
Great at it.
No, this is just my face. And that's my beard right there. And I'm considering using some beard dye because it's getting a little gray. But it has nothing to do with cats.
It's not, even if you weren't wearing the cat ears, I would still be able to tell, like, oh man, you've really nailed the cat look.
It's really interesting that you've embraced fully the theater of the mind that radio is, because I'm not doing any of those things.
I don't know what you're talking about.
But I will show you some pictures online if you want to see.
If you're not doing any of them, why would you want to be so aggressive at making sure the theater of the mind? We got to tell people.
This is classic cat makeup. So these are 10 great ways to do cat makeup for Halloween.
I just want to know, when you were putting together this 7 minutes of radio, what service you thought you were doing the people to show pictures. Again, on Theater of the Mind, you just showed a picture to the radio audience.
Mm-hmm. Well, when we met...
Are you going to show us 10 pictures?
Yeah, I am. When we met people at Lit Cigar Lounge for our 25th last week, I thought, what do these people want? And if I met you there... Just know that what I thought when I met you was, you probably wear cat makeup on Halloween. And there are a variety of ways to do that. For instance...
Ryan, that's the other political party. You went to the wrong party.
Oh. I was in downtown St. Louis, walking around at a No Kings protest. Cheshire cat makeup. Interesting, huh?
Are you just going to look at pictures and flip... What, Ethan, will you help? Help, help.
Check this out. Realistic snow leopard makeup.
You're just saying things.
Cool, huh? Also, there's one that's just called Cat Scratch Makeup, which is, you know, conservative, related to Ted Nugent, Cat Scratch Fever.
No.
And
is this going the way you thought it was going to go?
And they just put a bunch of cat scratches across her face. And it's pretty cool. Like, they just made it look like a cat had scratched her. So that's that one. And I did bring some other lists if you want to move on. I mean, I could stay on that one if you wanted to. What do you think?
It is a look of death right now that Ryan is getting.
I can't save this segment.
Okay. All right. I'll take that as a move on. How about pumpkin colors and their meanings? Hmm?
Wait.
Orange.
Oh. Trisha?
So what does orange mean, Ryan?
Pumpkins are the standard color you'll find at most pumpkin patches.
Okay.
What about tan and red pumpkins? These are great for eating. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. I didn't know those pumpkin colors besides orange.
Yeah, there are. There's lots of them. They're all within this gourd family.
Oh, okay.
Got yellow and white pumpkins are ornamental, meaning they don't do anything. And then black and orange pumpkins. Have you ever seen these, Annie? Talk about it.
That's the look of death.
Well, these pumpkins represent...
Can you do a little better job so I don't have to do Wiggins America every day from now on? Because that's, I think, what we're on track for.
These pumpkins. Oh, my gosh. There's so much time left, too. This is great. Pumpkins represent the spooky spirit of Halloween, darkness, and the transition from fall to winter. In other words, they don't do anything either. I'm reading the room here a little bit.
How's that going?
And there's tons of other colors here that they could be. I'm going to move on. 50, I'm going to go through all 50.
Oh.
Best non-candy Halloween treats. So if you're trying to be healthy like the Hannaford family is.
Excluding Ethan.
But excluding Ethan. Mm-hmm. and you want to give out healthier treats. Maybe not even food. Most of these are not even food. And you're just like, yeah, I'm tired of giving out Reese's and things that people love. I'd rather give out these things. Stamps.
Just any stamps. Okay. All right.
Next That's one place. Now, it could be a variety of stamps. They talk about it in the hand stamp, the old Halloween hand stamp way. But I wouldn't. Would you mind getting stamps in your Halloween?
What about a kid?
Bag?
Kid. This is for kids.
I was asking Annie.
I know, but I knew she wasn't going to answer. She hasn't said a word the last 8 minutes.
We still only have 2.5. Stickers.
Okay. Stickers works a little better.
What about...
Can you imagine tuning in right now?
I thought they did politics. Bubbles.
This is all that the left needs to hear.
Three down, 47 to go.
To fortify their opinion of the conservative right. This right here. This is it.
Send me to Congress. I'll filibuster doing this.
I'd like to send you there right now. Man. Go. Nobody's doing anything there anyway.
You ever thought about giving out Play-Doh? Or Halloween Slinkies? What about Halloween sunglasses? Seems a little silly to me because it's already dark. Vampire fangs? Now, that's a good 25 of them right there.
That was 7.
But we... We're about halfway through, just letting you know where you are in the timeline. Popcorn balls. Now we're into some food. What do you guys think about popcorn balls?
Grandma used to make popcorn balls.
Did she?
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Can you tell a quick story about that?
She used to make popcorn balls. That's quick.
Popcorn balls were always good on the outside because it had like the sugary coating. And once you got into the inside, you were like, oh, it's just popcorn.
Mm-hmm. Dive into that a little more.
That's all I got, Ryan.
All right. Big, slap bracelets.
Beautiful popcorn balls.
For Halloween?
LED glow rings. Gosh.
This is just all the junk you get when you win tickets at an arcade.
I could just go on and on. Halloween pencils. Stress balls. How about coloring books?
Annie literally
talk to us more about
stress
balls, Ryan.
Sure. let me go back because I went past that page.
Dive a little deeper.
You actually found an article of 50 of these?
Yeah, I did.
And you just thought you'd read them?
Well, you know, I thought they would elicit...
You sound like that guy who fell off the ladder.
Well, I was. Hey, you're listening to Leaf Filter Radio. We got Ron on the line again.
Do you know how Ron felt right now? You need a photo.
Ron, are you on a ladder? Well, I was.
We love our sponsors. Every one of them.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is that your leg hair?
I've had it to where it was all moving in the wrong direction. You had to comb it the right direction to make it not hurt.
I have a terrible headache right now, and that's why.
That's why we were talking about that. That's the context for that.
I have a terrible headache, and he's sitting right over there.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I'm Heidi Harris. Actually, I think it was record today.
I have had a terrible headache for, I was going to say hairache, for 24 hours. And I just looked at Ryan and I go, have you ever had your hair like moving in a way out of your head that it causes you to have a headache? And he looked at me and goes, no. And then I was like, oh,
back
sorry.
When I was younger, that's not true. I haven't had it for a long time. Back when I was younger in 1996, I remember having a real bad headache with my skater cut. It was a windy day and it was just blowing all over the place. And I was like, oh gosh, I'm so attractive.
You had hair?
And then you said, with arms wide open.
With arms wide open.
Ethan, you got a head of hair over there.
I do indeed.
If you like need to wash your hair, or if you've had a hat on or something, have you ever like moved your hair from the way it had been laying for some time and move it to a different direction and it hurts, you're like a headache hurt.
Constantly.
See?
That's not, you have not had that happen.
Yes.
You're just
I
agreeing
swear.
With Annie.
Listen, just because
you just think
you're
Annie's
jealous,
cool.
Just because you're jealous of my beautiful head of lettuce I have over here doesn't mean that you need to take it out personally on me for agreeing with
that's
her.
That's exactly
listen,
what
Mr.
Okay?
Cabbage Patch. You are here by invitation today. So.
Hey. My invitation. Yeah, so don't scare him
and
off.
And that is why I know that you're just saying whatever she wants to hear. Yeah, oh yeah, my hair hurts all the time when it moves the wrong direction. I totally get what you're saying, Annie.
Everybody knows what that's like.
No, they do not.
Except for Ryan.
Yeah, I don't know what it's like now, especially.
Brad?
I've never had hair as long as Ethan's, so somewhere between Ethan's hair length and my hair length, it doesn't happen.
Have you always had thick, luscious hair? Locks.
No. I.
What's your trick, Ryan?
Started.
Yeah. When yeah. I was a kid, people called me Dave Mustaine because I had 80s rock
gotta
hair.
Gotta Google that.
I was going to say, I don't even know who that is.
It was ironically, though, right?
No. It's because I looked like Dave Mustaine, a mini little Dave Mustaine.
I'm really curious now, too. Dave Mustaine.
And that's a good picture to come up from the search there, too. I didn't woof. Even know that would happen.
Woof! Ethan yeah. says, and I quote, woof.
Yeah.
Jeez. Didn't know you were a redhead.
I'm not, but I had that kind of hair. And I was really into Megadeth for that age. There were people that were more into Megadeth at that age, at that time.
But... And now it's time to play. Is Annie okay with this?
I wasn't done.
Yes. Yeah, yes, you were. Dave Mustaine.
This is where you have to say, hello, Ethan.
Yeah, hello, Ethan. Do I
hello,
always say Trisha?
Annie and crew.
Hi.
Hey. Hi, Cabbage Patch.
I don't appreciate that. All right, it's time for Annie, Are You Okay? I am filling in for the one and only Trisha Everding. I just want to make sure that the expectations aren't nearly as high as they normally are.
Have you heard the segment?
Well, here's the thing, is when I fill in for Wiggins on Wiggins America, the expectation is this is going to be better than it normally is. That's not the case for this segment. Not the case. Okay? So just wanted to put the expectations out there. So let's go ahead and let's get started. Ryan, yeah. I love you. Florida man pulls a gun at a bar because the karaoke machine wasn't working.
Oh, we've all done this.
Ryan was just in Florida.
Also, you were just in Florida,
wait,
Ryan.
Did you say the karaoke machine wasn't working?
Correct.
What's your go-to karaoke song, Ryan?
Sweet Caroline.
That's cheap.
I don't actually do that. It was just the first one that popped in my head.
I was going to say, are you the fourth person to sing Sweet Caroline at karaoke night?
Like, that's the only time I do it.
You kind of
people
the...
are like, dear Lord, again? Sweet
one
Caroline.
More time.
Yeah.
Are you like the one the to play tequila, and that's your song?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the only word?
Brad, I like going up there and just doing bump, bump, bump.
Nothing else.
What is your karaoke song, Brad?
I don't have one, but if I had to do karaoke, I'd probably do Funky Cole Medina.
Okay. Ethan?
Breaking Free from High School Musical.
I don't know anything about High School Musical.
Is that the Soarin' Flyin' one?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm going to play a little bit of my...
Sweet
karaoke
Caroline?
Song. Wait, no, because Sweet Caroline is just a joke. This is my actual one.
This
if Brad wants to pull it
serious.
Up.
This is serious.
Yeah. Crank it. Crank it.
Do you have a Dave Mustaine wig for this?
Dance your cares away. Worries for another day. Let the music play. Down in Fraggle Rock.
Fraggle Rock. Okay. All right.
Dandy's for another day. Then the workers come in. They're like, Dandy's for another day. And you're like, shut up.
Speaking of.
All the crowd goes crazy.
Ethan.
A 34-year-old man was celebrating St. Patrick's Day at a bar in Clearwater, Florida, when he decided he wanted to do some karaoke. The bar did have a machine, but it wasn't working. He allegedly got very angry about this and
was
when
he
another.
Smash?
When another patron tried to calm him down, he pulled a gun.
Oh, no.
When cops arrived...
Hey, buddy, just chill out a little bit. It's just karaoke.
Don't tell
get
me
the
to
machine
calm down.
I came here to do karaoke. They're not even karaoke
did,
here.
Did anybody get hurt before we...
No. It gets only better, though, with added context. When cops arrived, he was still waving it around. Can you imagine him just, like, throwing his hands, like, waving his hands
the gun?
All over the... Yeah, the gun. He allegedly got very angry. Oh, sorry. He was arrested and is facing felony charges mm-hmm. for aggravated assault and possession of a firearm by a felon. Annie.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Are you okay with St. Patrick's Day?
Sure. I think I found out I'm 17% or 12% Irish. We back in the days of Katie Bailey / Katie Fitzpatrick, when she was the producer of the show, she sounds very Irish, right?
Yeah.
Well, she said on that show something like turns out she's like 5% or 4% Irish. And my mom does genealogy stuff. And I have some actual, like, I know the names of the people. I don't know them. My mom does. Of the people in my family who are Irish. So I was like, oh, I guess I get to, if I celebrate this, it's not appropriation. But I only celebrate for 12% of the day.
Of every day, though.
Yes.
That's what you'd have to do.
What does the time breakdown look like for that? It's like a first few minutes when you wake up and then lunchtime or
mostly
it's a parade around 10:30.
Yeah.
Real short. It's just her and a fern and a wagon.
I've never seen this.
And a dream.
Yeah. Downtown Edwardsville every day.
There she goes again. Yep.
Okay. New study finds
little
that
fun fact about that parade, she's 12% Irish. That's why she does
it's
that.
So small.
Oh, yeah. It all makes sense now.
Yeah. We should video that. That should happen.
Well, people video it every day. It's become a thing in Edwardsville.
Yeah.
Oh, there she goes again.
Yeah, she goes from the courthouse to the coffee shop. Not a long walk. It's only 12% of her day.
Are we ready?
Anything more would be disrespectful.
Yeah, right. It would be appropriation.
New study
see
finds...
See what I do for my German heritage.
New
a lot of sauerkraut.
I'm glad it went there.
I am too.
New study finds that chewing on wood can boost your memory.
Duh.
That's why you do it, Ryan.
Any comment?
Ryan does that. Ryan,
put
just,
that stuff
just,
in my mouth.
Just yesterday... I walked into Ryan's office, and he was just going to town. Do you remember that, Ryan?
It was my desk.
Do you uh-huh. remember that?
I remember that.
It's because you've been doing it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it improves your memory. The more you chew on your desk. Now, the thing is, you got to consider a lot of that's particle board. And it just kind of comes apart.
That can have the counter effect.
As it gets
the
wet.
Chemicals. The chemicals. But you do effect. Know that RFK Jr. is working to get those out.
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. That's I'm sure why
that
I voted for
him. I'm sure that was quite the sight for you, Annie, walking in on that.
Yeah, I've walked in on worse.
I tell you what, I froze, though, because I usually try to make sure nobody sees that. She walked in, I had a mouthful of desk. And I said, oh, crap. But you couldn't quite understand it. My mouth was full.
We haven't even gotten to the question.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Focus. Okay.
Yep.
Gum chewing has been shown to boost blood flow to the brain.
No.
For enhancing
not in favor of blood in the brain.
Alertness,
you
said focus,
gum?
And
I thought
cognitive
you said wood. I've
function.
Been chewing wood for years because of that. And it was gum the whole time?
A new study out of South Korea found that chewing on a hard substance, in this case, a wooden medical tongue depressor, boosts the primary antioxidant in the brain that plays a crucial role in protecting against oxidative stress leading to better memory. They tested this against chewing gum and found that wood sticks were more beneficial. So any.
But it's any hard surface.
That's,
it's not just
wood.
Could
go a lot of ways. What do you want to know, Ethan?
That's good. That's good. I've been chewing on stuff other than
would
wood,
you
too.
Shut up?
Any. I go down to Granite City Steel sometimes. Like, can I get a fresh coil? Just dump it right off the truck. Those things are expensive.
Ryan,
Annie, are you okay with chewing on wood?
No.
Oh, that's where you hit the button.
No. Okay, Annie. No. Shame on you.
Oh,
Ryan.
Yeah, take a breather after that one. Okay,
so you want some hard old gum. Probably.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay.
Now you're catching on.
I look like an idiot eating wood.
You're the one that admitted to eating your desk.
I also told you that I try to make sure nobody sees it.
Doesn't mean you don't do it. Okay, little boy calls cops to tell them his mom ate his ice cream. Anyone see this?
Valid.
This video? Did anyone see this video? Police were dispatched
to... Ryan, have you seen this video?
I know about it.
Which is Ryan code for... No, I haven't seen this.
Saw the video, not the audio.
I've seen moms at ice cream before.
You know what? You know, every single time, as I've gotten older, I've tried not to do this. If somebody goes, oh, do you know, and then whatever name. You know Jim Stansel?
Oh, yeah.
I'm always like, 100% of the time, I don't know why I do this. Either, yes, I do know that person, or... No, that name sounds really familiar.
You're like, no.
I have no clue
you're
who this person is.
You're just trying to CYA in case it's like your
you know
cousin
what? You're
or
probably
something.
Right. Yeah.
You don't want someone to feel like, no, I have no idea who that is.
Yeah, like, oh, Jim Stansel. Yeah, he's your next door neighbor.
He was
you
your roommate
talk to him
for 4 years
day.
In college. Yeah. Exactly. What?
Police were dispatched to a home in Mount Pleasant, Wisconsin after a four-year-old boy called 911 to report that his mom had eaten his ice cream. Mom grabbed the phone and explained, but officers showed up for a wellness check to be safe.
That's the right thing to do.
When they arrived, the boy confirmed he was calling about the ice cream and demanded she be locked up. Police said eventually he agreed to not press charges.
Did she eat the ice cream?
Yeah.
That's an inappropriate usage of 911. It clogs the lines.
At least it wasn't in St. Louis. And 2 days later, the officer stopped by again with two scoops of ice cream and sprinkles.
Aww.
No, it ended funny.
Annie,
I thought they were going to arrest that kid.
What? For the inappropriate usage of 911?
Yeah, you can't clog the lines. That wasn't a real emergency.
Right, he was four.
He needs to learn. Who's going to educate him? His mom's not. He's out there calling 911. She didn't even know.
Did you ever or did any of your kids ever do that?
Call 911?
Yeah.
No.
I did once.
Before?
No reason.
Just to talk?
Grandma was watching us. I was like, 911. And then I put it in and I hung up right away.
Just to like see if it was a real thing?
Yeah.
Did they follow up?
Yeah, they called back.
I used to do that with Nickelodeon.
I was like, heart was pounding. I was so scared. I was like 10 years old. And then eventually, like, my parents come back in town, like, then I guess the next week at some point, and they're like, they sit me down, they're like, did you call 911? I was like, yeah, but it was an accident. Oh, I was so scared. I thought I was busted.
Well, that's a lesson you learned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you call 411 before you dig?
No, that's 611. 411 is information.
Ah, that's why I always get in trouble when I dig. It's like, well, they didn't give me this information. I called for information.
77 and sunny, and it's 4:02. Everything's good.
I'm always smoking a cigarette, digging in my front yard. Like, this is totally safe because I called that number.
Did you call time and temperature when you were young? We used to do it before school every day.
No, but I did call. Remember Nickelodeon's Big Help?
No.
They would do this like environmental thing where you're supposed to call and pledge hours of help. And I'd be like, oh, sweet, I'm going to call and see what they do. And I would just call and listen to, you know, whoever on the other end of the phone, sister, or whoever, talking to you, going, hey,
TMI.
Yeah, you just pledged 10 hours of help. And I'm like, ah, no, I didn't.
Do you know what time and temperature is, Ethan?
No.
411, right? Isn't that what time and temperature is? Or is time and temperature something different? Information, 411 is information. Like, what's the 411? If someone says, what's the 411? Have you ever heard that phrase before?
Yes.
411
that's the information.
Is information. Yeah. Is like who you would call to get information, not to dig.
Yeah. That's unless, why they say, what's the 611 to bulldozer drivers? Yeah.
It's very industry specific.
I've heard that one.
Yeah.
That's because
even
it
though they
exist,
don't dig,
even,
that doesn't make a lot of sense.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Maybe time and temperature is different. Because you used to be able to call time and temperature. You didn't have the internet. You didn't have a watch or a phone or a scroll on the screen that said what the temperature was all the time. You might not have even known what the time was. You had to call a phone number to be like, that's for real.
Those are the kinds of things that people my age and younger just do not think about. Like, what do people do to get those things?
I mean, if you think
when,
about...
When, like, you didn't have phones.
If you had a watch, it was not a smartwatch. Smartwatches didn't even exist. I remember my first Nokia phone... was it would have the time on it, but you didn't get the weather on those things. You had the time. You had to press number 2-3 times to type a C, and you played Snake.
Yep.
That's what you did. And I would like to have that Nokia phone back. Right. I had an American flag faceplate on it. Imagine that when I was 16. But you would call time and temperature in the morning so that you would know what the weather was going to be like, so you knew what to wear, especially on a day like today.
I had a guy tell me in college, never wear a watch because you always want to be able to walk up to a pretty girl and ask her what time it is to start a conversation. And I was like, that's really good advice. But then I realized that guy was a loser and he never had any dates and his advice was terrible.
But why couldn't you do that if you're wearing a watch still, Ryan?
Because they'd see you had a watch.
No, you just wear the watch and you walk up to him and be like, you want to know what time it is?
I like that more.
Like you were just
power
full
move.
Of information.
It's Ryan time. No, Ryan.
Anybody want to know what time it is? Because guess what I've got right here on my wrist? It's a watch. People are like, wow.
It's really weird to go back and think about not having access to phones, because that we lived the majority of our youth that way, Ethan. It was not the biggest difference growing up without all of the tech and the internet. Like literally, we did not have the internet. School closings.
Every neighborhood back then. You ever seen Stonehenge?
This is gonna
every
be,
neighborhood
this is gonna be
had one of those.
Shut up.
That's how you knew when to go.
Ryan,
home.
We don't have. Did, we how, don't. We don't.
I'm very
tell
curious
time
where he's
going to
go
sun.
With that.
No. No. He doesn't even get it.
It's true.
Go further.
The joke is too deep.
Go further.
No, it's
in
okay.
History, we're almost to the beginning.
You remember Adam and Eve?
I do.
No watches. No clothes.
What?
Yeah.
No. How'd they tell the time?
It'd be really weird if they were walking around with a watch on. Was there a question?
Yeah.
What was it?
Annie, are you okay with sprinkles on your ice cream?
Yeah, I do. The non-perials are the best, though. What's the problem, baby?
What's the problem? I don't know where I'm... You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Yeah, this is a bizarre, bizarre thing that happened. I thought, gosh, what a ridiculous thing that I'm on the radio. I get to tell this story. Okay.
I'm real nervous.
I'm leaving a store on, I think, Sunday. And I decided instead of leaving out this exit, I'm going to try to go through the parking lot because it's going to be faster to go through the parking lot than to go this way. So whatever. So I'm driving through the parking lot at a Home Depot, and I'm going just a little bit faster than you would if you were looking for a parking spot. Not much, but just a little bit, because I was just kind of cutting through it. And a lady, I assumed it was a lady, I couldn't quite see the driver, pulls out.
Why? Is it because of how they were driving?
Maybe. Pulls out, backs out of her spot so fast.
Yeah.
And again, I'm not really going that fast, that I almost hit her. I had to slam on my brakes, and it's one of those where everything in your car that's on a seat flies forward and is now on the floor. And the problem was not that she was backing out, but it was that she was, as she was backing out, she was going to turn. I was so close to her that she would have backed into me. And so she was backing out of the spot way too fast and not looking at all. And so I had to honk. And there's no way when you honk to tell somebody, I'm not trying to be mean, I'm trying to make you aware. You honk and it's just...
Should we have different kind of signals for a honk?
I almost feel like
here's a honk. It's like, oh, hey.
Yeah, with your
hey,
left
Ryan,
hand, it's like,
beep,
beep. And the other one's like, Rrr.
It's like Morse code, yeah.
Yeah.
And one's like...
But there's not. It's all the same honk.
Bless your heart.
Or the New Jersey version.
Yeah.
So I had to honk just to make her aware. I assume it was her. All I could see is the passenger, and the passenger was a very old lady. And from what I could see, I thought the driver was an older lady too, but I couldn't quite see. So no big deal. This person driving that I figured was a woman started to pull back in, but it took the person a minute because she really had no idea I was there. So okay, she gets back in the spot. So I start driving, no big deal, whatever. So I'm driving up out of this parking lot, and I look in my rearview mirror, and I'm like, oh, no. I hope this person is just right behind me waiting at a stoplight now, because I wasn't trying to make them mad, but I think it is them. They had kind of a recognizable license plate, and I could see in my rearview, I think that's that person. So I'm going up into my neighborhood, and the person follows me. And I'm like, well, they could also live up here. I have no idea. So I make a turn onto the main road. And I'm thinking, if they're coming up here in general, they're probably likely to be on this same road. So what I'll do is I'll turn off onto a side road. And if they follow me then I'll know, oh, we're getting a little, maybe they're actually following me. So I get to this spot in the neighborhood and I turn off to the right. Well, the person behind me turns off to the right. So I'm like, okay.
It was me, guys.
Are they really following me? Because it still could just be in the neighborhood, right? So then I get to another stop, and it's either straight or left. And I'm like, well, 50-50 here. I'll just go left. They follow me left. I'm like, okay. Still could be just that they're going to their house, and I happen to be going that direction.
They're so like, he's following us to his house.
Yeah, how would I? So I go forward a little bit more. There's a couple of side streets that I passed that I was like, I guess I could go on one of these, but then what if they go down them? So I keep going. I get to another stop. And at this one, I can go left, straight, or right. And I'm like, I think I'm going to go right because if I go straight or left, then it's clear that I don't want to go to my house because if they are following me.
Yeah, that's the number one thing you don't do.
I don't want to go to...
Don't bring the crazy home.
Right. I live on a street where, you know, even if you didn't follow me onto my street, it's not a long street, so you would know kind of where I live, but you could follow me too, so I'm not going to do that. And that was, if I went left, that would be toward my house. So I'm like, well, either straight or right. Straight makes the most sense because there's a lot more neighborhood in the straight, but if I go right, then I'll know a little bit better if they're following me because there's very few houses over here. So I go right. Follows me.
This story would be awesome if that's they just went a different way. And
isn't that great? And then we went our separate ways and nothing happened. So now I'm at the final turn where if I go left, I can go kind of back into the neighborhood, or I can go right and go down a cul-de-sac. And there are not that many houses down this cul-de-sac. So I'm like, now I'm getting kind of heated because I'm like, first of all, I didn't do anything to you. And if you're following me and you're mad at me, I'm getting mad. Second, if you are following me, and again, I don't know who that driver is because I couldn't tell who it was. What's this going to be? So I go right down the cul-de-sac. They turn right. Follow me down the cul-de-sac. At the very end of this thing, I'm like, all right, here we go.
We're out of time, guys. Talk to you tomorrow.
Tomorrow at noon, I will finish the story.
Now, I don't know if you would.
So I get to the end of the cul-de-sac. There's two houses at the end of this thing. One of them has a family playing basketball.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, well, I'm not going to try to turn around in that driveway. So I'm turning around. I kind of had to go into this other driveway to kind of get around. But immediately when I turn around, I'm like, I'm rolling my window down and I'm going to ask them very sternly, can I help you? Because I did nothing wrong to this person if they're mad at me. So I turn around and I roll my window down and I glare at this old lady who pulls into her driveway at the end of that cul-de-sac that I had just halfway pulled into. And she is trying not to make eye contact with me at all. She thinks that I have somehow found her house and am pulling into her driveway.
How do you know she
lived
there?
I had no clue. Because she was with another old lady and they pulled in the driveway and I watched them open the garage door.
You saw the garage door open?
Yes.
So you know for sure.
Yes.
So you, by happenstance, found
all
her home.
These turns. All these random turns. And I end up basically at the woman's house.
God, your life is made for radio.
Right?
It's so not fair.
And I was ready for a brawl. I'm like, what's going to happen here, you know?
With the two old ladies?
He's like, well, all right, grandma,
know.
Here
Quick
we
Rick
go.
Rick says senior abuse.
I didn't know if it was an old lady. I thought it was, but I wasn't sure. I couldn't see.
How are you going to start that brawl?
I was just going to start yelling, like, just pointing at my chest. It's like, yeah. You see these?
Start quoting Marcus Aurelius.
See
I know
pecs.
Things.
You see these pecs?
They're built of muscle.
I'm a man.
Gummy bears.
What are you going to do if these people sword. Listen to the Annie Fry Show?
And what's that?
What do you, I mean, this is an. There is no way this story happened to anybody else. What if these two lovely women are listening to the Annie Fry Show right now?
Doris and. What's the other one even be named? I can't
think. You should have come up with one faster.
Betty.
I'm struggling. Betty. Doris and Betty.
Doris and Betty. I would just tell them. I feel so bad that I probably scared you to death because I was not intending to.
They're at Card Club right now telling the exact same story.
I hope so. I hope they are. And I do. I kind of feel bad. I didn't do anything, obviously. I didn't do anything wrong. But the whole time I'm like, man, this is getting pretty intense. What's going to happen here? I was actually glad to see the family at the end of the road because I thought, if there's going to be some sort of fight.
Were you actually gearing up for a brawl?
I was actually I'm like, what is this person? You can send a message. If you're really mad at somebody, you follow them a little bit.
Right.
You send a message. You don't then go down a cul-de-sac with them. You know, you're getting ready to do something to them if you're following down a dead end.
You follow them if you're wanting to send a message?
I could see that happening. Yeah. If you're really mad at somebody and you like somebody cuts you off, you follow them real close.
No.
I could see it. But
Jackie says they'd be granny fannies.
Well, if that's the case, just know that I think that you ladies are great. I think you should watch where you're pulling out in the Home Depot parking lot. But aside from that, you guys are fine.
That's kind of rude.
And I am just a devil with love to spare, so Beaver.
Oh, yeah, that's good. I like whoever picked the music today, at least in theory.
In theory.
I don't necessarily like them as a person.
Do you know who picked the music today?
I'm guessing
today?
It's probably Ethan, but I just praised him inadvertently. And here he comes.
Yeah, you did.
That story that I just told there, that was several months ago, and
Doris
Dale,
and Betty. Doris!
Dale gets online here and says, Tommy, what was the first thing that I thought of? It was two old ladies beating the crap out of Ryan. Talking to somebody else in the chat there named Tommy. Yeah, I actually thought, as I was listening back to that, I thought, well, the natural ending to this, the surprise ending that I was expecting was, oh, it was listeners. And it was not. So, gotcha.
With the purses and curb stomping you with their orthotic shoes.
Ethan, do you remember that segment that you hosted, Annie, Are You Okay?
I didn't until, because you talked about it earlier and you said, man, we had this marathon Annie, Are You
It was
okay?
a long segment
that you hosted. And I've only hosted it a couple of times. And then as we're going back through it, I'm like, oh my gosh, I do remember this. Ryan talked for way too long than one ever should about chewing on desks.
I remember that too.
He's like, now those are particle board. So they kind of disintegrate.
Then he walked in and I was just going ham on my desk.
Mouth full of desk. Yeah, that was a goofy segment. These aren't intended to be self-indulgent. It's just that I'm an idiot.
Here's the funny part is, you know, I was featured in what percentage of...
Quite a few.
And it's just funny because if you were to do a, you know, most serious you know, segments of the Annie Fry Show of 2025, I'd probably be in like 0%.
You would not be in many of them.
I selectively choose to go in on the fun ones.
Yeah, well, that's where you shine. And Ethan, Sports and Local, we should have had you do that today because it's a good segment. I should probably end the year by saying, great job to you this year. Great job to Brad. Brad has been doing this for a few years, so you're kind of like, you got the grind figured out.
Yeah, I'm not new to this.
But Ethan, when did you start?
I became full-time last October. So a little
so
over
this was
a
your
year.
First,
this
full,
is my first
year.
Full year. Yeah.
You've contributed a ton to the show.
Thank you.
And you do with Mark Reardon, too. I listen on my way home, and I'll hear you on there quite a bit, too, talking sports and whatever else. And so you've come a long way in a year.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Not sure what to do with these compliments.
I know. That's why you don't do it very often. Because it's weird. Because you're like, what am I doing? Because your head gets real big and you're like, oh, great.
I got to say, I like this.
How am I going to get this through the door?
I like this chair over here. It's pretty nice.
You're in the host chair. I'm in the. I decided to stay in the co-host chair since
we're doing the best
of.
Weekly.
Pretty normal. That's where I always am. I did pull this one story up just to have a little bit of content here at the end of the show, and we got a couple questions to answer here too. But speaking of comedy, a recent study of the entire year, this whole year of late night comedy, which, by the way, do you, Ethan, watch late night comedy?
Not at all.
I think
Not
that's
at all.
Fully generational at this point.
Probably.
Your generation, Gen Z, is not watching late night comedy. Mine is probably a little bit. You know, we're Gen X millennial, sort of in the middle. Boomer probably is carrying late night TV at this point, I would think. Just because of TV, not because of late night TV. Just because there aren't as many people watching TV.
I can't think of anything besides sports and...
Yeah,
what,
good,
maybe the
good
occasional, like if I'm flipping through and I'm like, oh, see if there's a movie on that I haven't watched in a while. That's the only time that I am watching any sort of TV.
I remember Christmases past going to my wife's parents, my in-laws in Kansas for Christmas, and just sitting there during these kind of days for hours on end watching American Pickers and stuff.
Oh, man, America.
And just
throwback.
Killing time by doing nothing, watching TV. And I'm so glad that I don't do that as much anymore. I don't have as much time, but because now I have kids and all these other things. But it's so much more appointment-oriented to watch streaming or other things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can kill a lot of time on your phone just doom-scrolling, mm-hmm. which I still do because we're in news, reading Twitter, we're reading stuff all the time. That's just part of the job. But anyway, back to this story about late-night TV. In this entire year, all the jokes, I don't know who put this together. This is from the New York Post, though. All the jokes of the entire year, 92% of them were liberal-leaning or
92.
Outright targeting conservatives.
I'm shocked.
That's not a shock, but my gosh, 92%, which means that really, that I think that includes... any jokes. So that means 8% of jokes had no bias.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not they're right-leaning. That 92% of jokes were left-leaning.
Here's a question for you. Do you think that them lessening that number would benefit them more or hurt them more? And the reason that I ask, right, the pro, obviously, you're thinking, well, if they do it less, then more of maybe the other side would listen to it. But if that number began to decrease and it was maybe I don't know if it dropped 25% next year, would less liberals be able to tolerate like that little of a change in it to where only
to they'd leave
70 or 65% of it is left leaning?
I'll answer your question with case in point, Greg Gutfeld. He is killing it,
mm-hmm.
and he is not doing left leaning jokes. Now, it may be because he's consolidated the right leaning audience, and that's very possible and probable, but I would say that based on his success, if you tried to move away from it, you'd probably win.
But I
because of clips, because of the clip culture. Mm-hmm. Because if you did, if you're Jimmy Fallon or Jimmy Kimmel, mm-hmm. or Colbert or whoever's left, if they did a joke that was right-leaning at all, cut and paste, that's everywhere on the internet.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden people are talking about it, people are paying attention to it again, because right now it's all just part of the same noise.
But I think there's also an aspect of it too that it's the attitude and what do you mean when you say it. And when you listen to late night liberals, your Kimmels, your Seth Meyers, those guys making jokes,
they are out to cause harm, to hurt. They're not nice, funny, observational jokes. It's mean-spirited. When you look at like a late-night Gutfeld, there's a lot more self-deprecation in there and all sorts of things, so that there's that lightness. Is like, we're just here to laugh and have fun.
Well, they're also on a news station.
So yeah.
It's a little different than just being, you know, on a set with an audience. They don't have any of that stuff, and they're killing it. Here's another weird fact that they discovered. Of just Jimmy Kimmel, so they didn't include Gutfeld in this. Jimmy Kimmel, Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Fallon, and Seth Meyers, and The Daily Show, of that universe, of all, I think they have 200 guests that they tracked. Mm-hmm. 197 of them were liberal. Two, I don't know where that last one would fall, but two of them of the 200 were semi-conservative. One of them was Greg Gutfeld when yeah, he was on with the Tonight Show on Jimmy Fallon. The other was some random economist named Orrin Cass, a center-right policy analyst who appeared on The Daily Show.
Will you answer my question? That's
what
amazing.
The heck?
That is absolutely amazing.
What the heck? So that's the state of comedy. We hope you have enjoyed the comedy that we've done this year. What does next year look like? I don't know. I mean, we'll follow the news as usual, and the news will lead, and we will go where it goes and keep looking at everything that's available out there. Thanks for tuning in today. On behalf of Brad and Ethan and Annie, who's not here, we hope that you have a great New Year's Eve. You guys got big plans?
Not really. No. Watching Stranger Things, watching football.
We're going to go to Andrea's.
Oh, cool. Andrea's and Stranger Things. I'll probably watch Stranger Things, too. All right, we will see you on Monday as a full show. We got the best ofs lined up for you the next couple days.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover's accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.